Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Sutarasata Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Govinda Maharaj Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Om Vishnupad Srila Gokishordas Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Om Vishnupad Sri Srila Sachidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai. Om Vishnupad Vaishnava Sarvabhama Sri Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ji Ki Jai. Sri Rupa Nuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gau Bhakta Vrindaki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadeep Dham Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswatamath Ki Jai. Aparad Bhanjana Bhat Ki Jai. Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Govinda Kunda Ki Jai, Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, Bhakti Devi, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Om Vishnupad Vishvavarenya Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Sripad Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj Ki Jai. Sripad Bhakti Kusamasra Maharaj Ki Jai. Sripad Bhakti Vimalabhadut Maharaj Ki Jai. Sri Bhakti Nandan Narayan Maharaj Ki Jai, Sanyasi Vrinda Ki Jai, Jai Bhakti Lalita Kanchan Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Sutarasata Sri Srimad, Srila Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj Ki Jai, Hare Krishna, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nithai Go Premanande. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Sutarasata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj Ki Jai, the President Sevaita Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai, Nithai Go Premanande. When I once told Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, I said that he was a fanatic follower of Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. And Srila Gurudev was dancing with that sentiment. He considered it such an honor, and he repeatedly would remind me of that when you called me a fanatic follower of Srila Guru Maharaj. And that is the essence of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, that Srila Gurudev dedicated every last drop of blood to the seva of his beloved Srila Guru Maharaj. And we sit before them now, and this whole Chaitanya Saraswat Math, the conception of it, which the substantial conception of this math, Srila Guru Maharaj encapsulated in the sloka, Srimach Chaitanya Saraswata Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim Bibrat Sambati Gangatata Nikata Navadvipa Koladri Raje Yatra Sri Saraswata Nirata Gora Gata Grananti Nityam Rupanuga Sri Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasha. There he described, what is this mat? And what are the activities of the servitors, and what is their ultimate aspiration? Udgita Kirtir Jayasring means to loudly, profoundly broadcast the glories of Srimati Radharani. Yadi gorna hoita tabiki hoita kamani dori tam dehe Radhar Mahima Prema Rasasima Jagata Janatake. The descent of Mahaprabhu was to broadcast the glories of Radharani to the world. And that was the purpose of Srila Guru Maharaj in establishing this mat, Gora Gata Grananti, he said. And what do the members of Chaitanya Saraswat Mat do? Their primary purpose is Gaura Katha. They're glorifying Mahaprabhu, which means necessarily Radha Govinda, Srimati Radharani. Radharani is all-conquering devotion of Krishna. Radha Bhava Duti Subolitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. And toward the end where it says, Nityam Rupanuga Sri Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasha, that in the line of Sri Rupa, Sri Rupa Goswami, this Saraswata, the followers of Srila Saraswati Thakur, as expressed in Chaitanya Saraswatmat, this aspiration is their Radhika Madhavasham, the service of Radha and Krishna under the guidance of Sri Rupa. So, when we contemplate the disappearance of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, immediately we are overwhelmed by the observance that on the Gaur Dwadashi, that Rupa Goswami disappeared from the world, Raghunath Das Goswami disappeared from the world, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami disappeared from the world. We can understand that it was the divine will of Srila Gurudev to leave at this time. The will of the Vaishnava is supreme, and it was his willful desire to leave at that time. And what was the time? During the Brahma Muhurta. And what is Kirtana? The Nishanta? Nishanta? This means the time. We only know this from Srila Guru Maharaj. This is the time when Radha and Govinda, they awaken in the morning and they're in service necessity. And only particular servitors can fulfill that necessity. So, this is Srila Guru Maharaj's angle of vision. When he expressed this with regard to the time of the disappearance of Saraswati Thakur, saying that Srimati Radharani could no longer tolerate his separation, and at that time of awakening called him into her association, and we see a parallel with Srila Gurudev. Srila Guru Maharaj, we need to be under the Ashraya Vigraha, Srila Gurudev and Srila Guru Maharaj, we need to see things in the light of their vision. Just as Guru Maharaj would say, people can say so many things about Mahaprabhu. We want to see through the eyes of Swarup Damodar, through the eyes of Ramananda Roy, through the eyes of Rupa Goswami, through the eyes, the vision of Saraswati Thakur, of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev. When Srila Gurudev was contemplating the logo for Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, he invoked Srila Guru Maharaj's expression that he used particularly at the time of the disappearance of the Guru by saying and graphically illustrating that the Guru, the Sisha, is like the lotus. The Guru is the water all around. When the Sisha lotus is safely situated in the waters, the seva of Sri Guru and his association, then the Krishna sun nourishes the lotus and nourishes it for seva, ultimately for Radha Dasyam. He said, remove the lotus from the water. Then that very sun of Krishna burns the lotus. We are unable to stand on our own. And this should be clear to us now. The test, according to Srila Guru Maharaj, is to stand in separation. We know we cannot stand in separation from Srila Gurudev without utterly taking shelter of him. It is impossible to stand on our own. So, when once on the Vyas Puja, to express to what level we are dependent, I said in the presence of Srila Gurudev that we are so guru dependent that if Krishna, and quoting Guru Maharaj, that if Krishna himself comes before you, that disciple, the faithful disciple, the sincere disciple, he does not trust his own vision. He will ask his Gurudev, is this Krishna or not? When I said that, Gurudev went to say, this is the truth. This is the point that we must understand. We're utterly dependent, incapable of standing on our own. We need to eternally be sheltered in the Ashraya Vigraha Sri Gurudev. Then recently, within the last week, like we're hearing the Kokil now. Even today we're hearing the Kokil. It's that time of year. And before Srila Gurudev, these things brought about divine remembrance in him. And sometimes through the medium of a reflection of his childhood. And he said, oh, I remember when I was young, before there were any watch or clock, and we kept time according to the sounds of the birds, the stars, the planets, different things would indicate what time of day it is. So he said, when I would hear the sound of the kokil at this particular time of year, he said, then I knew that it was time to rise and prepare for the day's activities. But then, mysteriously, repeatedly, and even as of a few days ago, he quoted this sloka of Srila Rupa Goswami referencing the Kokil, and wherein it says that, you know this sloka to me? Kurvati Kila, Kokila. Anyway, it ends on Jayamini Iti Jayamini. Radharani, we're told normally, the Kokil sounds, it has some remembrance of the sweetness of the voice of Krishna. It'll bring about remembrance of the sweetness of the voice of Krishna. And we know that consistently that they make it sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. But here, the point Srila Gurudev was emphasizing is that that which would normally bring about some happy remembrance is, she's saying Jayamini, Jayamini. She's taking the name of Jayamini Rishi because that is their custom to protect one from being struck by lightning. So now, in separation, that which was formerly a source of pleasure and happiness, in separation, that so-called sweetness is like a lightning bolt striking her heart. So never before had he revealed, until recently, a connection between this and the sloka of Das Goswami expressing his separation. Because we hear Mahaprabhu, Sunyaite Jagat Sarvam Govinda Birahiname. In the Shikshastakam, he's saying, in separation, I'm seeing the world as zero, void, vacant. But Srila Guru Maharaj said, Das Goswami, who's our Prayojan Tattva Acharya, he's taking it to a deeper level in saying that not only is it vacant or void, but those things which were formerly a source of inspiration and joy now appear to be antagonistic to me. Das Goswami is the Prayojan Tattva Acharya. In his sloka, in the Vilapakusa Manjali, which means Vilap means this divine lament in separation, he says, Sunyayate Mahat Goswam Girindro Jagarayate Vyagram Tundayate Kundam Jivatu Rahitasyame. We know Srila Das Goswami, after the disappearance of Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar, he went to Govardhan to finish his life. And his expression was that Govardhan, that we hear so many things. He's asking for shelter of Govardhan. It's the highest aspiration of those in the line of Saraswati Thakur, the Gaudiyas. Saying, but now, in separation from Guru, that Govardhan appears to be a python coming to swallow me. And Radha Kunda, the holiest of holy places, appears to be a tiger's gaping jaws coming to devour me. So Srila Gurudev connected this to Rupa Goswami's sloka, saying those things which were formerly sweet and joy-giving are now antagonistic to me. And Srila Guru Maharaj said, oh, this will naturally appear in the heart of the sincere, faithful follower. But we see also in the case of Raghunath Das Goswami that when he went to Govardhan and took shelter there, he came in connection with Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. And he saw, although my life is not worth living without the connection of Mahaprabhu and Sarup Damodar, he saw them again in Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, that they were extended into them. In his sloka, he says, Ashabare Amrita Sindhu Mai Katanchit Kalo Mayati Gamita Kila Sampratam Hi Tam Chait Pripam Mai Vidasa Shinaiva Kim Me Prane Brajena Chaburoru Bakarinapi. He said, my reason for living has been an aspiration for the service of your holy lotus feet. It's a direct prayer to Radharani. See, my reason for existing is the aspiration of Radha Dasyam. That is, Srila Guru Maharaj said, when I think of Radharani, I forget my existence. Saying, but, so that aspiration gives meaning to my life, and Guru is Radharani's delegation. So the aspiration for the service of Guru gives meaning to our life, our existence, everything adjusted. When that is not a possibility, take that away, then what does he say? Prane, my life is meaningless. Why do I breathe? These are all echoing the sentiments of Radharani. Why do I breathe? Why do I hear? Why do I go on seeing? Why do I go on living if I don't have this prospect in my life? Prane, brajena. And what's more valuable than even my life, which I value near and dear, braja, that divine land, Vrindavan, where we hear Radha Krishna and their Nitya Leela surrounded by their servitors. What is that to me without you? I have no access. It has no meaning. It is undesirable. Prane, brajena, cha, bororu, bakarinapi. And Srila Guru Maharaj said in this way, he said, I know it is a shameful thing to say, but without you, Krishna is a dreadful thing. We're saying Krishna is Akhila Rasamrita Murti. He's so many wonderful things. He's so beautiful. So many things can be said about Krishna. See, in the absence of you, my beloved Gurudev, Krishna has become a dreadful thing. Cannot stand. Is so dependent. So then, what can he do? When, after the disappearance of Srila Saraswati Thakur, and like yesterday in procession, the divine form of Srila Govinda Maharaj was brought here to Sri Navadip Dham and Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. They took Srila Saraswati Thakur by train from Shelda to Krishna Nagar, from Krishna Nagar on the top bus to Mayapur, then on their shoulders in the end, and he was in Samadhi there. And at that time, everyone asked, what do we do now? They're so dependent upon Prabhupada, Srila Saraswati Thakur. What do we, as we are? We're utterly dependent for every movement upon His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. What do we do? How do we go on? They always, these questions will come in the hearts and minds of all the disciples. So, some Maharaj, Big Maharaj, Gaudiya Maharaj, they ask, what do we do now, Maharaj? Prabhupada has entered the Nitya Lila, and he quoted the Srimad Bhagavatam saying, Krishne sva dhamo bhagate dharma jnana dibiksaha kalo nashtar dishamesha puranarko dunoditaha. Saying, now the Srimad Bhagavatam, it has risen, and we'll take shelter of the scripture, and that will give us guidance, that will illumine everything. That's how we'll get our direction. But some senior devotees, they turned to Srila Guru Maharaj, and they said, we want to hear something from you. Do you agree? He has just said, this is how we'll now get our guidance. And Srila Guru Maharaj said, we are not Sikhs. This is not Sikh religion. You know, the Granth Sahib, they worship this book. They bring this giant book in their temple. That is their worship. He said, rather, our position, we worship Guru and Vaishnava. Right? Vaishnava is everything to us. So who has shown unparalleled service, unparalleled devotion? We worship them. We want to be under their guidance. We need to be under the shelter of the living Vaishnava. So Srila Gurudev said, I find that Sripad Bhakti Nirmalacharya Maharaj, he has taken all the responsibility for the service of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, as Srila Govinda Maharaj took previously. He wanted Srila Guru Maharaj to be in his divine world above, always, Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram, so many slokas, all these creations of Guru Maharaj and his divine internal dialogue, subjective evolution of consciousness, search for Sri Krishna, reality of the beautiful golden volcano of divine love, generate more and more spiritual substance, extracting that from the upper world and bringing it down here for everyone. But Srila Gurudev, he told, seeing that Srila Guru Maharaj is that substantial Vaishnava, Paramahansa, that no disturbance shall come to him. I'm his aspiring servitor. I will take all the headaches, the responsibilities of his seva, so not one disturbance shall come to him. And we find that personified in Srila Rupa Goswami's praise of Lalita Sakhi, where he says, Radha Mukunda Parasambhava Garma Bindu Nirmanchano Pakarani Kritadeho Laksham Utunga Sohridam Vishesha Vashat Pagalvam Devim Gunai Sulalitam Sulalitam Namami. Why is she so, Rupa Goswami loved Lalita Sakhi so much? Because she's chastising Krishna on behalf of Radharani. When Krishna needs to be controlled, she can be relied upon. She's so inconceivably great. But that Lalita Sakhi, she may be bold on behalf of Radharani, but otherwise, the least seva is her interest. Saraswati Thakur, when he had to chastise his disciple, this is my pralap. It's some kind of delirium that descends upon me. Otherwise, I'm your servitors. Dashoshmi. So Gurudev told, the president Sevait Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math is a position of service. We think with our polluted mind that Guru, oh, so many people are serving him. I would also like to be like that. That my every whim and gesture will be indulged. What a desirable position. But actually the Guru, he's the servant of his disciples. Guru Maharaj thought, as you cleanse a fruit to make it fit for offering to Krishna, the Guru, by his advices and instructions and ways of dealing, he's cleansing all of his disciples and making them fit for service to Krishna. So he made it clear that it would be President Sevait Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, as really he'd done all along for Srila Guru Maharaj. So as Lalita Sakhi does, she's ready to, someone's ready to give their life for something, she's ready to take on 100,000 bodies, if necessary, to keep everything right. It's going in another direction. Not this type of life giving. This is higher than that. 1,000,000,000 times higher than that. To serve, to do the least service. So see, this is how we see who is supremely qualified, is those who express the greatest earnestness and magnitude of earnestness for the least service. We find that personified in Sripad Bhakti Nirmalacharya Maharaj. That is Srila Gurudev's opinion. He said, I find his devotion is unparalleled, and he's taken the full responsibility for all the seva the mat. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, and whatever so-called suffering that might bring upon one, he said, that is my joy. Whatever we saw the servitors of Srila Gurudev endlessly serving him, Devabandhu Prabhu, Nanda Priya Didi, Shruta Shrava Prabhu, Sripad Ashram Maharaj, Nakul Prabhu, Jamuna Didi, Chinmoy Dev. Once I said to Gurudev, all your servitors should be Chinmoy. And he liked that. And Sripad Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj, Gurudev, said repeatedly, for 17 years he served me 24 hours a day to the extreme. I can never withhold my affection from him. You don't know how he served me. So we know, everyone recognizes that. That seva of Sripad Bhakti Paramahansa Maharaj. But, and so many other, Shruta Shrava Prabhu as well, the other day telling, Gurudev telling Sanatani, you're treating me like a baby. With the, like I'm a baby, as did Shruta Shrava Prabhu and all my other servitors. And when I saw that Sripad Ashram Maharaj and the other servitors, they're cleansing the stool and urine of Srila Gurudev with their own hands, I said to him, I said, Maharaj, just these, I said, Swahaste Marjan. Devabandhu was there. He said, you're pure Rupa Nuga. He knows what I mean. What was I saying? We're told that the qualifications of Ishwara Puri, why, how has he become Mahaprabhu's guru? This point is mentioned. It's not palatable in a general sense. So he's cleansing the stool and urine of his guru with his own hands. We would think, oh, if he's guru, it should say he's a big pundit. He knows so many slokas. He cleanses guru's stool and urine with his own hands. We're told about him. Why that point is made, right? Because Madhavendra Puri, at the time of his passing, expressing this Oi Dina Dayadranatha sloka. And Mahaprabhu's opinion, he's saying, what is it? Chatusham. When he told about Haridas, said, you may think it is offensive, I'm taking like sandalwood and camphor, and it's a divine fragrance to me. That is substance over form. So I was trying to express my praise for these servitors who Srila Gurudev repeatedly broke their hearts, and just when they reassembled again, broke them again. Again and again and again. So the only thing left is the flexible heart. Bhakti Lalita Didi knows this. Mahananda Prabhu Bhakti Ranjan knows this. What did Gurudev say about him? He's about Bhakti Lalita Didi. He said, she has 100% faith in me. Forever. Representing him to all the devotees, nursing all the devotees. He would see a letter written by her and be astonished, thinking it was written word for word by himself. And what did he say about Mahananda Prabhu? That under all circumstances, the Mahananda flower blossoms. What is that? In any soil, in any condition, the Mahananda flower blossoms. Mahananda Prabhu Bhakti Ranjan. And I cannot now list all of these servitors, but when I came back to this mission in the year 2000, my principal observance, I thought, we're with, in Srila Sridhar Maharaj's time, so preoccupied with his Su-Siddhanta. We're thinking about that 24 hours a day. That's everything to us. People hear it, they're converted. They hear Guru Maharaj's Su-Siddhanta, they're coming from everywhere. And we're always doing that. And having super affectionate dealings with Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev. But when I returned, I saw this shift, in a sense, now that the ontological, Siddhantic foundation had been so clearly established, that everything was heart to heart. Gurudev having these intimate, personal, heartfelt, affectionate relations with thousands of disciples all over the world. I thought, how is this possible? They're all being personally nourished by him. But like gopis and Radharani, they complain about Krishna. And they say, you made me love you, think about you 24 hours a day, see only you, hear only you, feel everything about you. And now you take yourself away from me. What am I supposed to do now with my senses, everything? You're so cruel that you made me love you and then you took yourself away. So we can only understand that by the pull of the heart's affection, the force of that pull, that he's at last dragging us into that divine domain where he is with Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Saraswati Thakur, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and all the divine associates there under the care of Sri Rupa, and absorbed in Radha Dasyam. He wants to pull us there, but now the test has come to stand in separation. And so it's at this time, and also I want to express, we are, that Srila Gurudev, he said, there shall be one single acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, that is Sripad Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj. He's given that declaration. And we, for 25 years, have gone around the world telling everyone in the time of Srila Guru Maharaj, because Guru Dev is saying, same thing applies. This is Chaitanya Saraswat Math, right? Everyone, if you interview anyone, they say, what do they say in Chaitanya Saraswat Math? Oh, you know what they say in Chaitanya Saraswat Math? They say that when Sridhar Maharaj, he declared Govinda Maharaj Acharya, that's it. That's everything. And if you don't accept that, then you, rather than create disturbance in the mat, then you'll go. And if you won't go forcibly, someone will drag you out. Whom? Srila Guru Maharaj will drag you out. Once Gurudev, that he was very passionate about someone. Someone had offended Srila Guru Maharaj, and he couldn't tolerate it. He wanted to kill that man, and was going to do it. And he said, and then I figured, if I'm going to kill one, he said, there's like 9 other people, I figure I'd kill them too. Who were offended, you know. This is the truth. And he's ready to go. And then Guru Maharaj embraced him like this. You want to know how strong is Guru Maharaj? And he couldn't move. He couldn't move, he couldn't blink. Like Hanuman and Guru, he couldn't, nothing. And after he'd calmed down, he said to Guru Maharaj, how much of your strength did you use? Guru Maharaj said, very little. Right? We like when the Guru is defeated, the disciple is defeated by the Guru. When the Guru is defeated by the disciple, the Guru relishes that. So it's Guru Maharaj who said, I will drag them out. Not, I'll call the guard and they'll drag. No, I will personally drag them out. And here we are, Srila Gurudev, who's the ever faithful follower, Sneha Vigraha of Srila Guru Maharaj, and everything he's ever thought of has been with precedent. So as Guru Maharaj is told, I'm giving a similar declaration, I declare Sripad Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj as the Acharya after me of this mat and this mission. And anyone who does not accept this, that is their option. Vimrishay tadashay shena yatech dusi tatakuru. Krishna says in Gita, consider what I've said to you and you decide. He said, but should you decide to go against this, to challenge this directive mind, to go against this decision of mine, then rather than, as Guru Maharaj told, Gurudev is so humble, he said, as Guru Maharaj told, then not to create any disturbance here, then you'll go. Otherwise, Guru Maharaj will drag you out, or Guru Maharaj is Vaibhav. So, anyway, for 25 years, we've been saying this all over the world. It's known. It's still our policy. And also, Srila Guru Maharaj said, we have such senior god brothers, Sripad Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj, Sripad Kusumashram Maharaj, he said, Janardhan Maharaj, he's a perfect gentleman. He was already Acharya, but he has so much respect and faith in me that he deferred to me. So the same thing for Sripad Ashram Maharaj. So Janardhan Maharaj in Soquel and Ashram Maharaj in Mexico, he said, they're already in that position, but out of respect and faith in me, they deferred to me. And anyway, other things he's indicated, everyone, in one sense, it is no mystery. Srila Gurudev has perfectly trained all of you for the last 25-something years. And I consider it my good fortune to be in your association. Without your association, I don't have the capacity to stand in separation from Srila Gurudev and Srila Guru Maharaj. And on that note, I want to express my unqualified support of Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraj Akacharya Satarasata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj Sripad Acharya Dev as the President Saivite Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math as Srila Gurudev's designated successor. Jai Krishna, Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Srila Bhakti Rata Sridhar Dev Goswami.
Jai Srila Srimad Bhakti Sundar Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Vishnupad Jagat Goswami Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Vishwabaranya Srila Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. All the assembly's devotees Ki Jai. So all the Dandi Sannyasi Brindu Ki Jai. Samagata Sri Gaur Bhakti Brindu Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol. Actually, you know that. Now, I'm not prepared to talk something today. I cannot talk anything because whole night, whole cannot sleep, you know. Day before yesterday, when I'm leaving to Gurudev, so Mohanandu was asking me, you know everything, you know when Gurudev will leave? This kind of question, answer, how shall I give? And he wants answer. He told, give answer. I am stopping. I cannot give an answer. When will Gurudev will leave? Same day. He wants answer. Tell. You know everything. Rishabdev Prabhu, when died, you can tell. When Gurudev will answer. And he told, I told what? You can think 1 year. Like this, I tell that I am coming. And then Gurudev told that 11 p.m. He told, tomorrow you come. Tomorrow will you come morning? Like this, he told me. Gurudev, I'll see. Because my plan was another program. Yesterday. I'll see. Then, immediately, when my car moving, that's my something is telling. And I told immediately, Mahanandu Prabhu, some work is due, you have to do that. You can, that job is necessary to do that. And something like this, and I am asking something to Jamuna Devi. Jamuna Devi is chastising me, but I'm thinking, what for she is chastising me like that? How much that affection to Gurudev? Gurudev, he's saying, this is your most important, I have to see the Gurudev today is he's taking care of his health. What is important? I cannot answer this question. I'm thinking, what for they are chastising me like this? For that, he actually understood. Gurudev, he told that his Sandy told that today maybe I'm leaving. He told many times, but that day he told another way, then I told Mohanandu Prabhu. He told me that today I'm leaving. And then I cannot believe, always he's telling like that. But that is telling another way. Then I thinking, maybe he's joking with me. But when in the car, Gurudev, when he's telling, he's laughing. And he's telling, today I'm going. When on another day telling, he's not laughing. He's seriously telling, I'm leaving today. Why are you going? At that day, yesterday he's laughing. He's laughing with me, today I'm going. Then I was never laughing. Like this, yesterday he's laughing. Never started. Why he is telling like that? Then I told Mohanandu, phone call by Mohanandu, I'm going now with the but you can do your job. Then he did his job. Like this way. Actually, you know that's the Gurudev's thinking. He always, He studied Devabhu yesterday. He told Gurudev, you are coming when you left Navadvipa, you are crying. Yes, I got some pain in my mind. Therefore that I left Navadvipa, I will never go to Navadvipa. When I will die, you will burn my body there. If Thailand, if Calcutta, you will burn my body. All the disciples will not accept this. Please take this word away. I told and the Gurudev. He agreed that. And I cannot think. The Gurudev will immediately he will go and 4th of December he declared. Many days ago he make will, but 4th of December he declared. But I think so he will settle, but Gurudev's pain, he cannot tolerate that pain, for that he left this world. It's so much happening, he's tolerating everything. For that he left this world, but you know that Gurudev always with us. I cannot say, he's always with us. Father Siddhartha Maharaj also never Gurudev was never telling Nitrila Pravishta always. His books, Om Vishnu Vasila Bhakti Dhaka Siddhadev Goswami, he never saying Nitrila Pravishta. He never saying like that. He's existing always with us. Everything he's doing without mercy, without his everything he will see and everything some kind of problem. He yesterday when 11 o'clock, 10 a.m., 11 a.m., he's telling, I am now in my health, I am always helping you. I am always supporting you. You can think my support always with you. All the devotees. You take care of my devotee. You know that I have no nikah. You know everybody. I have no nikah. It is not, I am not pretending. I am not like telling. I have no any qualification. And quality and quality. Gurudev choice me. But you have to tolerate me, everybody. I am telling, I am praying to everybody. Please, you have to tolerate me. For that, I am always the Gurudev told me when he gave to Sannas 1999, he told serve my devotee, serve my mission, and serve my deities. He told me like this way, then from that day I am any physical problem coming, I am doing that service. I am accepting all of the day, any offense, I am doing to everybody, please excuse my offense, please remove my offense. I am telling to everybody, I am fallen soul actually, I do not know anything. Only Gurudev, I am working, actually I know that. Everybody is telling, everybody is saying that I am the construction manager. But yes, I do that construction. It's following up Gurudev's order, I am doing some construction, that is truth. But construction doing for what? For what? For Gurudev. For Gurudev's desire, I want to fulfill that desire like this. Anything, when I heard from Gurudev, when Gurudev is a young boy, a 21 years old boy, he is one municipal man came to measurement his kitchen, this kitchen. Measurement to the kitchen, and that time municipal man is with suited and booted, pant and shirt, some shoes, and he want to go inside in the kitchen. I want to measurement. Gurudev told, no, you can measurement from the outside. Why go to inside? Outside that house, you can make the outside. What is tax will come, you can make the measurement from the outside. What necessary go inside? No, I have to go inside. But he wants to see what is cooking there, like thing. He wants to break the law, like this. And Gurudev told, if you go inside, I will cut your leg with this. I'll cut your leg. And that man went to Srila Siddhartha Maharaj, Gurudev, from Guru Maharaj. Oh, that young boy is me, naughty boy. He wants to cut my leg. Cut your leg. What do you want? Why he want cut your leg? What for? What for? Oh, I want to go inside. Oh, for that is truth. Like this way. Flood is going on. When flood is going on, that time no one boundary wall. So Chaitanya Sattva, no boundary wall. And flood, always flooded. And with some banana, he make the boat. This is called some banana boat, like this banana. And with the knife, he is doing guard. And some ghost people, some Gunda people, like this. And they are one to stealing some banana, and cutting the banana tree for his cows. And when they saw Gurudev, and they are going run away. And then, they are now begging, oh, I want one banana tree. And Gurudev told, you want banana tree, then why you not come to the main gate? Why come to the behind? You are came for stealing. Then I will not give you. If you take from me, I will cut your hand. Like this way. This way, putting the temple. That's why I also try trying to make the temple, trying to peace the temple, but like this, this way, but this is the position. This is the temple, this service mode. Service mode is necessary, but Gurudev is showing something like this. He, when he is surrounding the temple, he is telling, my body will be burned. I told Gurudev, you tell me what is your good place. Where is your good place? This I, when I, 3 years, 6 years before, I make the pump. I make the pump there. We make the good. I asking the Gurudev, Gurudev, can I make the pump here? Yes, yes, you can make the pump. I do not like that place. I understood that you can make the palm there. Everybody is thinking Gurudev Samadhi will be there. In Vien Samadhi will be there. And I, when I make the palm there, Gurudev, yes, you can make the palm. I do not like that place. I understood that thing 6 years before. Then I keep this place safely always. Then that mango tree is dead. You saw that. And Gurudev told, this place is good place. But not to cut the mango tree. This is 6 years before. He told like this. And I saw this. But then everybody's mercy, all that. Or Srivad Goswami Maharaj, Srivad Avadhut Maharaj, Narjan Maharaj, everybody is. Srivad Tirtha Maharaj, Damodar Maharaj, everybody is here, they are always my Guru Bhargava. Actually, everybody is my Guru. I know, actually, everybody praying my Gurudev like this. I saw there how much their service. Ashram Maharaj, when Rishabhdi Prabhu is dying, and Ashram Maharaj serving, Rishabhdi Prabhu told me, Prabhu Maharaj, I want to leave from Navuddhi, I want to go to America. Because I came for die here. And then I doctor told 15 days, my 25 days gone, I am not dying. I am not going to die. And what happened? Because all devotees are serving me and my lifetime is going up. But I do not want service more, I want to go today. And I am coming down and I every day am seeing, I am fourth floor, I am staying third floor, and every day I am seeing. I saw and immediately Gurudev phone called me, my, you are not to come to see me, my package, everything is packaging. Everything is packaging, his two car is packaging, that time no small car, Tata Sumo. And then all packaging, I came and I see Rishabhdev Prabhu not talking so much. Every day talking, not telling. And I asked to Gurudev. Gurudev told, you are packaging, but Rishabhdev, Gurudev told, yes, I have to take Rishabhdev Prabhu because he is going to America and I take him to Calcutta and afternoon time is flight. And I told Gurudev, you are going packaging, but Rishabhdev Prabhu's health not good today. Is it true? Yes, Gurudev. And he can saw and Gurudev understood. Gurudev told, okay, take out my things. Take out my things. And if Gurudev told you call doctor, I told doctor, same doctor, Siddhar Maharaj's doctor. The same doctor came and the doctor told maybe 1.5 hour, maybe 2 hours. And Gurudev again go to room. After 1 hour and half hour, Gurudev, doctor told and he came back and Gurudev pulled chant Hare Krishna. Everybody chant and chanting and his body is this way. This way is happening like this. Gurudev was understood. So he will go, he told, laughing and he's trolling. That's this way. This is the Mahapurush. That's তারা জানতে পারেন তাদের কখন চলে যাবেন, সেইভাবে গুরু মহারাজ বুঝতে পেরেছেন আমার চলে যাওয়ার সময় হয়েছে, সুতরাং আজকে বলো সেইভাবে ঘোষণা করে দিয়েছেন। যাকে আপনাদের কাছে আমার সেই প্রার্থনা, আই এম আস্কিং ব্লেসিং ফর এভরিবডি, প্লিজ অল এক্সকিউজ মাই অফেন্স, আই এম আস্কিং টু মার্সি ফর এভরিবডি, ইউ আর অলওয়েজ উইথ মি, আই এম অলওয়েজ উইথ ইউ, এনি থিং কাম ক্যান ডাইরেক্ট টেল মি, আই এম উইল বি ভেরি হ্যাপি. Like this, if anything problem, any fault, any can see my fault, you can tell directly, I'll be very happy and no problem for me. Like this, and please give some mercy to, and always I will be patient and tolerance, and please accept my all fault like this, please. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai, Bhaktisiddhanta Srila Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai, Guru Bhaktivrinda ki jai.